This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly last night, PM Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not in the battlefield. Highlighting the threats on peace and security, PM Modi said that while on one hand, terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new theatres of conflict. On all these issues, PM stressed that global action must match global ambition. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance. PM also called the African Union's inclusion as a permanent member in the G20 as an important step in this direction. PM Modi also stated that for India, one earth, one family, one future is a commitment. Prime Minister Modi held a meeting with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Summit of the Future at UNGA in New York. Mr. Modi also met with Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, and interacted with Secretary of State of the Holy See, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, in New York. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Vietnam President Tho Lam. They deliberated on ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation as well as exchanged views on important regional and global issues. The leaders also reaffirmed the importance of deep civilizational and cultural links between the two countries. PM Modi reiterated his sympathies and solidarity with Vietnam in the face of loss and damage caused by Typhoon Yagi earlier this month. The Vietnam president thanked the Prime Minister for the timely supply of emergency humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by India under Operation Sadbhav. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said PM Modi had a very intense and successful visit to the United States. Briefing media in New York, Mr. Misri said the community event held during the Prime Minister's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the U.S. He said Indian diaspora is a living bridge between the two countries and the PM acknowledged it. He said the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad joint statement and in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a 5-day visit to Uzbekistan beginning today. During her visit, the Finance Minister will attend the 9th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank in Samarkand on Wednesday and Thursday. In Lebanon, at least 492 people have been killed and more than 1,500 wounded in Israeli attacks across the country. The country's health ministry said in a statement that children, women and paramedics are among those killed and wounded in the attacks. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said it has carried out strikes on 800 targets in Lebanon, claiming they were weapons depots used by the Hezbollah group. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, IT, and Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, will be on a visit to Rajasthan today. He will interact with Bharatiya Janata Party workers of Jaipur district in Jaipur today. After this, he will participate in the membership drive organized by the State Mahila Morcha of the party. Employees Provident Fund organization has recorded all-time highest addition of around 20 lakh net members in July this year, registering a growth of 2.43% in comparison to the same month of the last year. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said this while releasing EPFO's provisional payroll data of July this year in New Delhi yesterday. The first case of the clade 1B variant of Mpox has been reported in the country. Sources in the health ministry said that the Mpox case of this variant was detected in a youth who landed from UAE in Kerala last week. The ministry said that patient condition is stable and under observation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.